On the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
It's 25 minutes past 9 o'clock this Saturday morning. My next guest is Cindy Swabusuku Matisse, born in 1990 in Durban. She's a PhD student and lives in Stellenbosch, has published various poems in several local poetry journals, such as The New Coin, Aerodrome, A New Contrast, amongst others. She has featured in the Sol Plaatje European Union anthology. She was awarded second place for the 2015 Sol Plaatje European Union Poetry Award. And more recently, she has picked up the 2018 Ingrid Jonker Prize. She joins me on the line now from Stellenbosch. Molo Sisi.
Molo, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. I have in front of me Loud and Yellow Laughter, which is an anthology of poetry, but in a very unique way, because right at the beginning of the book, you introduce us to various characters. You tell us about the mother, the father, the girl child, Leonard, Beatrice, Miriam, Mary. And I imagine as I go through the poetry, these are characters that will come up again and again and again. Tell us about the book and how you got to put together the anthology of poetry that you did.
Thank you. Well, it was part of my master's project that I was writing under the supervision of Curtis Moorman at UKZN. And I'd been very interested in poetry and how it can experiment with different forms and different genres, the blending of theater or dramatic works and poetry, visual works with writing. And so I started working with that. There was no real deliberate idea of how it was all going to come about, but I did know that I wanted to work with a sort of collage, an organic way of writing that blended all these different elements that I was interested in.
The one major character is your father, who I understand passed away when you were quite young, and in fact a lot of the work in the book is in some way remembering him.
Yes, yeah. It's a work that deals with the familial, thinks about parents, children, different generations and how they sort of topple over upon one another and intermingle. And so, yeah, it is loosely based around family, my family, and different experiences that I've had over my life.
Because you have both parents, but you were adopted when you were quite young.
Yes. Yes, yes. So my mother, my biological mother, has always been in my life, and she's been around always and raised me, along with my adopted father, who was also there, who was in my life at a very young age, until his passing in 2003. Yeah. So it is they feature in many ways throughout the collection.
So how much of the collection is fiction, as in created, imagined moments, and how much of it is document of what actually has happened in your life?
I mean, you know, those are the questions that the collection's forever dealing with, right? That the idea of fact and fiction and the middle point between a sort of fictional truth. So a lot of it, I mean, it would be difficult for me to say whether it's a 50-50. It's, but it's a lot. It's very rooted in my own history, and then of course where it starts taking off into much more imaginative realms with a poem like Stonewall, or a poem like Mother's Lyric 1, 2, and 3. There's a huge reliance upon memory and history, but also the surreal or the oniric, the dreamlike, that starts to blend or bleed into memory and documentary. And the documents that are in there are part of my collection that I've of documents that I inherited from my father and my mother. So those sorts of archival documentary materials are all from my life and from my family. And and then we just started playing with poetry and all that it can do with fact and the imagination.
And by the way, those documents are wonderful to see, because there's nothing that tells a story of one's life more, really, than a picture or a document that you see stamped from that year. And it really just, it adds a richness, I think, to the subject matter. What are you hoping the reader will take away from Loud and Yellow Laughter?
I mean, I think the collection is going to do its own work with each person and meet each reader where the reader's at. And it's going to do individual work with individuals. But I think overall, the hope is to think about family and to think about our relationship to parents and their relationship to us. It's, at least for me, it's been about it's been about trying to deal with things that were not dealt with, and it's about coming to a place of forgiveness for yourself and for parents and vice versa. And it's about paying attention, and hopefully the readers come away with a more intimate sense of how these things can all be dealt with. And I'm not sure what each reader will have in relation to the text, but I do hope that that happens.
Andre, messaging, by the way, to say congratulations to Cindy on winning the Ingrid Jonker Prize. Her book was launched at my project, Athlone Cultural Hub in Athlone. Apparently, you launched it in 2016. And he says, if she remembers. Well, it sounds it sounds like she does, Andre.
I do.
I am going to butcher for a moment one of your poems. It's Portrait of a Mother and Indiscretion.
Yes.
My mother smells of indiscretion. In fact, she smells of strange things, not camphor or zambak, not of anything familiar. My mother walks slowly, crossing the bedroom in high-heeled shoes. In my grey window, I see the sky. In the sky, the moon is round. She hides her smile behind the curtain lace and whispers, "My child sees everything." I'm waiting for her to hang her winter coat. I'm eager to glimpse her body. Buttons fall away. She is kneeling at my bedside, upright, her hand on mine. It's raining. She's lipsticked and caressing my face. The moon is dead. Her hands don't feel the same anymore. The stars have gone out. I turn and bite her sad hand. She flies blackwards. I'm loud and yellow laughter. I whisper back, "My mother wears a disguise for my eyes only." My mother is an old woman. She is no longer young, yet I smell her indiscretion. I have smelt it on her for days. She has been laughing and smiling without restraint. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Very, very well done. I really cannot wait to devour the rest of the book. And thank you for presenting it in the way that you did.
Oh, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for this conversation. It's been lovely.
Where can people get the book, by the way, Cindy?
So you, in Cape Town, you can get it at independent bookstores like The Book Lounge, Clark's. In Johannesburg, you can get it at African Flavor Books, Love Books. In Durban, we're still working on finding distribution in Durban. But at different independent bookstores in your city, you'll find the work there.
Fantastic work. Thank you very much, Cindy Swabusuko Matez. A book called, titled Loud and Yellow Laughter, published by Bozzozzo in 2016. Loud and Yellow Laughter. Do go get it. You will delight. You will truly, truly delight in the incredible talent of Cindy Swa. Thank you very much for your time this morning.